Republic.com presents The Rundown, your daily market update in 5 minutes. My name is Zayd Edmani, and today is Friday, April 12th. In today's episode, we discuss the big bounce back in the stock market and the tech stocks that are making all-time highs. Also, earnings season kicks off today with a ton of big banks reporting earnings. And finally, stick around to the end of the show to learn how much money Coachella makes and why those numbers are going down this year. All right, let's get into it. We had an epic bounce back from the stock market on Thursday, especially tech stocks. In fact, the Nasdaq made record highs on Thursday, finishing up 1.7%. The S&P was also in the green on Thursday, but the Dow did have a down day. But, you know, nobody should care about the Dow. We also had some notable stocks make all-time highs as well. Like, Amazon hit all-time highs for the first time since July of 2021. And Google also made all-time highs yesterday. The rally yesterday was sparked by the softer-than-expected PPI report, which came out Thursday morning. The PPI measures inflation and wholesale prices. It was up 0.2% in March, which is below estimates and below the 0.6% in February. So now investors are kind of confused on what the Fed might do with rate cuts, because the CPI report on Wednesday showed that inflation was too hot, but then the PPI on Thursday shows that inflation is kind of cooling off. So we have some conflicting data right now when it comes to inflation, but that report was enough to get some optimism back into the stock market. I mean, I'll take it. All right, let's run through some headlines. Q1 earnings season unofficially kicks off today, and a ton of big banks reported earnings this morning, like JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citi. JP Morgan beat estimates for revenue and earnings, but their stock is trending lower this morning because they missed on net interest income. Net interest income for a bank is the profit the bank makes from loans after paying out interest to customers for their deposits. You know, like what you earn from your savings account. Well, JP Morgan didn't make as much as Wall Street thought they were going to make. Also, as part of the earnings release, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon delivered a warning about risks related to wars, geopolitical tension, inflationary pressures, and quantitative tightening. Moving on to Wells Fargo, they took a hit on their profits due to an 8% drop in net interest income, and they think that net interest income could fall 7 to 9% this year. Some Wall Street analysts were hoping for a positive guidance on net interest income due to recent projections that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates higher for longer, which tends to favor banks. But that's not what the banks are telling us right now. Oh, and lastly, a quick hit on Citigroup. The bank topped its revenue expectations thanks to a boost in its trading business and also beat on profits. So overall, a mixed bag when it comes to these big bank earnings today. We got a lot more earnings coming up next week, including Netflix. So make sure you guys check back into the rundown next week. Oh, and speaking of big banks, Morgan Stanley's stock took a dive yesterday after a report from the Wall Street Journal that federal regulators are looking into Morgan Stanley's efforts to prevent money laundering by their wealthy clients. It looks like Morgan Stanley might have been doing business with some shady wealthy clients and not going far enough to like verify their identification or their source of wealth. The story is still developing. I'm sure we'll be getting more information about this over the next few days and weeks. Morgan Stanley reports earnings next Tuesday, by the way, so I'm sure that's going to come up. Let's shift gears and talk about Apple's plans for their upcoming Mac computers. Apple's planning to release a new line of Mac computers that will have the power to host AI, according to Bloomberg. The new line of Macs are expected to be released later this year and will run on Apple's new custom M4 chip. And this processor will make using AI possible on Apple's new computers. But like the big question for me is, what kind of AI tools are we talking about? Apple really hasn't announced any big AI stuff yet. They are expected to announce their AI plans at their annual developer conference in June, but we haven't really gotten much yet. There was a report earlier this year that Apple and Google have discussed a deal to integrate Google's AI tool Gemini into the next iPhone, but no deal has been publicly announced yet. And the New York Times reported that Apple was also talking to other AI providers. So there's still a lot that we don't know. Are we going to get Gemini or ChatGPT integrated into the next MacBook? Is Apple going to have their own in-house AI product? I guess we'll find out in June. Let's talk about some stocks making moves today. BlackRock stock is up more than 2% this morning after the world's largest asset manager reported a new record of nearly $10.5 trillion under management. That's up 15% from last year. Now, although assets under management hit new highs, quarterly total net inflows to its products fell by almost half from a year ago. The company added $67 billion to its ETF in Q1 and $14 billion to its Bitcoin ETF that launched at the beginning of this year. The company also beat earnings and revenue guidance for the quarter. A couple of companies not doing so good this morning are Intel and AMD. Both are down more than 2% this morning after China ordered players in the telecom industry to stop using foreign chips for its networks by 2027. Intel and AMD have exposure to China's telecom industry. They're one of the largest suppliers of network processors in China. Now, this is not the first time that China has made a move against American semiconductor companies. Like last month, China announced that it would phase out AMD and Intel chips from its government technology, including computers and servers. So they just continue to tighten their grip. All right, let's wrap the show with a fun fact. Today's fun fact is about Coachella. Coachella kicks off today, and it looks like the demand for Coachella is down compared to previous years. The Wall Street Journal reported that all short-term rentals in the Coachella Valley, things like Airbnbs and VRBOs, are down 12% from last year for the first concert weekend. Now, don't get me wrong, Coachella is still a big deal. On average, around 125,000 people attend Coachella every day over its two weekends, and it's estimated that Coachella makes over $100 million over the two weekends, but the demand isn't what it used to be. Like, tickets usually sell out immediately for Coachella, but this year, you can still buy tickets for the second weekend. They're not sold out. But look, I'm pretty sure we're going to have our social feeds full of pictures from the festival with all the interesting outfits and everything. I much prefer Couchella, where I'll be sitting on my couch watching golf all weekend. That, to me, as a 32-year-old dad of two, sounds a lot more fun to me than going to Coachella. So shout out to all my Couchella attenders this weekend. That was a terrible joke. All right, guys, that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's podcast, we have another podcast called The Leading Indicator by Public.com. And the latest episode is with entrepreneur and professor Scott Galloway. And it's hosted by Kyla Scanlon. The podcast is about how to get wealthy in an economy that is flawed for the younger generation. It's a great listen. Highly recommend it. The Leading Indicator podcast features interviews with leaders in business, finance, and technology. So be sure to go check that out and give it a follow. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys back here on Monday.
This is The Rundown, your real-time resource for news, events, and trends in the markets. All views presented in this show reflect the opinions of the guests. You should not take any mention of a publicly traded security as recommendation to buy, sell, or hold that security. Rundown guests are not financial advisors and are not affiliated with Public Holdings or its subsidiaries. You should make your own financial and investment decisions or consult respective professionals. Learn more at public.com disclosures. In partnership with Zayed Admani, brokerage services for U.S.-listed, registered securities are offered by Open to the Public Investing Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.